So good evening there, Sangha. We're going to talk about how to fight. So just a few people, what did you think when you saw that on the schedule, how to fight and interactive exercises? Just a couple people. What came to your mind?
Self-defense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, others? I know something came up into your mind when he said.
Ty has a book called How to Fight Now.
Yeah.
But someone gave it that title.
That's right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So it was inspired by that, actually. Yeah.
Mental fight.
Mental fight, yeah.
Well, my mind said, well, good thing I've been practicing martial arts.
So you went there, okay. Yeah, that's good. It's a provocative name, especially in the Buddhist space, right? Because we talk so much about peace that, again, we think that we don't engage. You know, when we end up fighting, there's conflict, right? There's conflict. And because we don't know how to handle conflict in a way that is reasonable, enlightening, it becomes a fight, right? It's really, how do we take the elements of what we label as a fight and do something different with them so that there's a different outcome, right? So the fight, the elements of a fight is conflict. That's why we fight. There's differences, there's a conflict, we don't know how to reconcile. And so we usually don't have those tools, the skillful means to take that conflict, that issue of difference, the othering, the whatever it is that has brought up this block where we can't move outside of our ego, and so we're stuck. And so we take this difference, these points of departure from what we're comfortable with, and what we do is we go up against it. And we don't know how to communicate skillfully to move with it, to dance with it. To dance with it so that the outcome is something more beautiful. So the outcome could actually be love. So when Sister Diamond and I were sharing, and she said, well, did you think about it? I said, I can't think about how to fight. All I can think about is it means how to love.
That's it.
She said, that's it. And because to me, if we knew how to fight, it would be love that would come from it. So what does that mean? That means that if we took the material that makes up a fight, the conflict, and we came to it with understanding, out of practice, out of all the things that we're doing together, if we had all those skills that would allow us to be able to take conflict, differences, things that rub us the wrong way, and practice with those things, that would not, the outcome of those things of conflict, of departure from our safety zones, those things all of a sudden would become something that's transformed into understanding. That's what waking up in enlightenment is. Is we've now shed the barriers that don't allow us to take conflict and transform it into something beautiful. It's like the seeds are there because we need the conflict. We actually need conflict in order to wake up, right? All the teachings, suffering leads to enlightenment, right? The Buddha had to come to the realm of the human realm in order to go through all the suffering and transform it in order to become a Buddha. So we need the seeds, we need the material that is exists in this human realm, where we have conflict because we don't have the skills yet. We haven't developed the skills yet, but we have all the potential to develop the skills because we are human and because we have this mind. So all these practices that we've been talking and practicing together, all our sitting meditation, walking meditation, the eating meditation, the sitting, the coming, bringing the breath to become aware of the body, the metta. Tomorrow we'll practice touching the earth. Today we honor the ancestors. We brought them into the space. We're being humbled in front of our ancestors. We recognize that it's not us. It is our ancestors that's here. So all these practices, deep relaxation, beginning anew is a practice where whenever we start have sense a conflict or we're in the middle of, we begin anew. We share with someone that I'm hurt by something. This is how I'm hurt. This is how I might have participated in that hurt. Can you help me? Immediately something opens and now we have a door to communicate instead of a door that's closed and blocked and we can't get through. So all these practices is what allow us to become able to see that the same seeds that we call fighting, when practice with skillfulness, with mindfulness, can be transformed immediately into how to love, how to have understanding. Does it make sense? Yeah. It's real simple, right? But it's hard. It's simple because it's like saying, yeah, all I have to do is that. That's not the concept. That's the conceptual level. The practice is why we keep sitting. It's why I was this morning, go home and sit. It's why you're here. It's why I say Flana Sangha, is that we need to constantly train this mind and this body to be able to notice when those seeds of conflict are there, and whether or not it becomes a fight or it becomes a path to love and a path to liberation. It's really that direct. But it requires practice, requires time, because we have been coming back in many lifetimes with fighting, with coming through the same things, and that's why we're here, right, again. But it's also this opportunity to find liberation, to go from fighting and fighting to loving. So if you actually read the book, How to Fight, when I first looked at it, I was like, well, where's the fight? There's no fight. But there's no fight because if we are skillful, then we practice so that the fight becomes transformed into the path to liberation. So this, that same conflict, that same person telling you something that's painful, that can be our aha. If we have the mind that's ready and open to see it and practice with it in a different way. It doesn't mean what they did wasn't wrong. So this isn't about, oh, we put on the everything is beautiful and love. It is not that. It is about acknowledging what's there in front of us. It is a suffering. Why is it that? What are the seeds and the roots of it? And with practice, how do we take that from being another confrontation, another fight, another reliving the same path that we go down with when we get triggered? How do we take that triggering? We get triggered so much, we've got a lot of opportunity for enlightenment. Right? If we have practice to transform that into something that's more beautiful. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. And what is not saying that there's not pain. It's whether or not we suffer. So this is our practice, and everyone here has had conflict. We all fight with ourselves, with our significant others, with our families, with our friends, with people we don't even know, people in the store. I mean, you know those days, right? Where we're so full and we are so, we can't, all we do is spill over. Yeah, so we all have the seeds.